World, one voice at a time.
All right, folks, now it's time to get into that conversation we promised you. We have special guests from the Independent Electoral Commission here to talk about their dialogue on youth participation in democracy. So let's get right into it. We're honored to be joined by two esteemed guests who are deeply involved in promoting democratic participation in the Nelson Mandela Bay region. First, we have Mr. Malumankwana, the Regional Assistant Manager for the IEC in the Nelson Mandela Bay region. Mr. Mkwana plays a pivotal role in managing and overseeing the Commission's projects relating to electoral operations, outreach, and corporate services. He also serves as the region's accounting officer and lead stakeholder liaison officer, ensuring effective collaboration with various partners to enhance the Commission's efforts. Welcome to the show. We're also pleased to have with us Ms. Lynn Jason, the Regional Outreach Officer for the Nelson Mandela Bay region. Ms. Jason is at the forefront of implementing and coordinating outreach programs throughout the region. She strengthens relations with stakeholders, including civil societies, the Department of Education, high schools, tertiary institutions, and TVET colleges. Her work focuses on promoting civic and democracy education, as well as voter education among citizens of all ages. It's a pleasure to have you with us, Ms. Jason.
Good afternoon, Katlehong. Thank you so much, and it's a pleasure being here.
Could you briefly introduce yourself and your role at the Independent Electoral Commission?
I am Lynn Jason. I'm a regional outreach officer for the Nelson Mandela Bay region. I coordinate, as you said, coordinate and implement civic and democracy education as well as voter education in the metro. So basically, the Electoral Commission is an independent institution. We also established by the Chapter 9 of the Constitution of South Africa. So we basically manage all the elections, both for national elections, provincial and municipal elections. We also ensure that those elections are free and fair. So we do this through the participation of civil societies, political parties, as well as the participation of citizens. We also educate the voters through our civic and democracy education, as well as the electoral processes that they can experience at a voting station and with the everyday life. So we also, one of the other duties is to compile and update the National Common Voters Roll.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. So what is the purpose of the upcoming dialogue on youth participation in democracy? And also, what prompted the IEC to initiate this program in the Nelson Mandela Bay region?
Okay. The tertiary institution campaign is conducted on a yearly basis. But this dialogue is the first of its kind in the Nelson Mandela Bay. It is to empower the students to participate meaningfully in democratic and electoral processes as we approach the local government election in 2026. Yes. So we'd like to encourage all students and youth to register as well as to actively participate in their civic responsibility. So we'd also like to build a working relationship between the institutions of higher learning and the Electoral Commission.
Oh, I like that. The idea of being familiar with the Electoral Commission and with voting is very, very important. I think it's something that more of us here at the university should be a part of more than anything. So that's amazing. Is the IEC collaborating with other educational institutions, civil society organizations, or other stakeholders to maximize the impact of this?
Yes, Katlehong. The IEC and the Department of Basic Education has signed a memorandum of agreement to increase youth participation since 2013. So we go out to high schools where we conduct civic and democracy education as well as voter education to the youth at schools. So it's called the School Democracy Program, and we focus every year. We launch this program in the month of April because it's Freedom Month as well. So then it's the heightened activity around for the IEC, yes, around the high schools. So the program is also centered at your LO, at the school level. So then we either have mock elections with the schools where students can actively participate and they enact this at the voting stations. We also then have dialogues with the students at the schools. So we go to all the institutions around the country, but specifically with us, we go to all the high schools within the metro. It's also to empower the citizens in South Africa with the knowledge and the skills for active citizenship, encouraging them to register and to vote, because it gives the students an opportunity to register. So once they reach the age of 16, they have the opportunity then to register. And once they turn 18, they have the opportunity of then going to make their mark on the ballot. We also hold seminars with other stakeholders, like your faith-based organizations, persons with disability. We had one for trade unions here in the Nelson Mandela Bay. So we meet continuously with other stakeholders and civil societies where we can engage on the way forward to an election. So we basically educate them so that they can take it to the lower level at the ground roots, basically, in your wards, in the metro.
Okay, I like that. Honestly, in high school, we didn't really get a lot of voter education in LO. So I understand the need now more than anything, especially for first-time voters, for them to be so aware of voting and for it to be such a common thing that it doesn't become strenuous when finally the time comes, especially at the age of 18. I like the mock version of elections, because many times you'll find first-time voters are not very familiar with how things work at these places. How do you think you can incorporate that here, besides just with the participation in, you know, the dialogues? How else do you think it would work here within our institution here?
Look, like your schools, you have your class rep voting.
Yeah.
It's basically the same year. You have your SRC elections. Yeah. So there again, we, with your elections are online, but in the past, the IEC assisted the NMU with their elections. So what we do, we'd have like myself as a presiding officer. Mm-hmm. Then we'd have students assisting us as your ballot paper issuer, your inker, and participate in that elections on the day. So that is how we... And we also educate them as to the processes that happens at the voting station. Yeah. So that is how we bring it to this level. So the more you are also involved, the more you understand, you know. So that is one of the ways in which we brought it here. But on the other hand as well, when we have elections, we'd like to encourage youth students like yourself. Yeah. To either apply as a presiding officer or a voting officer or ballot paper issuer. So then you know what is expected at the voting station. We give you the training and you go and implement on the day of registration or voting.
Ooh, I like this. It also just speaks to participation in the democracy, exactly. The democratic process, in the sense that we are able then to take part in seeing how these kind of processes happen, how to make sure that these happen free and fairly. And I like this. I like this very much. We see the vision. Okay, come through IEC. So well, you've just mentioned that there are different types of, you know, initiatives like mentorships and leadership development opportunities tied to the program that would empower, you know, students with regards to them volunteering as part of the process. So then the question then is, as we approach the next elections, what message would you like to convey to young people about the importance of their participation?
Okay, for young people, because we are dealing with the tertiary institutions, we have hashtag Youth Vote Matters. You must have seen that in the past election. So basically for tertiary institution, your vote matters as youth. But we want youth to take the initiative and to take their future in their own hands by making their views and their voices heard through the power of X, rather than going to the streets and protesting.
Yes.
In order to vote, you must be registered. You will be able to vote for a party of your choice. And then to keep your representatives accountable, remember that these representatives that you voted for, they're accountable for the 5 years in office. Yes. So you can vote them in and you have the power to vote them out if they do not keep to their promises or they are not accountable.
Yeah.
You know, so we need to keep them accountable for the representatives that we have elected at the end of the day. Therefore, our slogan always says, make your voice heard, make your mark with the power of X. And we have the power to do that.
The power lies in you, ladies, gentlemen, and others. I think it's very important that we realize voting itself is such an important part of the democratic process. It's something that was fought for such a long time, hence the April campaigns that speak to Freedom Day and Freedom Month themselves. So those of us who are not from PE, we are at you know, institutions of higher learning, we're not from PE ourselves, when we want to vote, like let's say next year in the local elections, are we going to be able to do that, and how do we go about it?
Yes, you are able to vote. Let me say this to you. You are now residing in the Nelson Mandela Bay as a student.
Yes.
So basically you will vote where you reside.
Yes.
Okay, but it's local government election. So you can only vote where you are registered. So basically you register here in PE and you'll vote here because you might be here depending on the election date. Okay, so local government election could be around November, the time that you are writing exams. So possibilities are you'll be in PE. So our best bet is for you to register in PE. Because how many times of the year do you go home?
This is true. Twice.
Okay. So you have an interest within Nelson Mandela Bay.
Yeah.
You vote, you register in the Nelson Mandela Bay, and you vote in the Nelson Mandela Bay. So if you're a student here at NMU, you will basically register at the school,
Cape Receive.
Cape Receive.
Yeah.
Okay. You will also vote at Cape Receive. Mm-hmm. You can also then register online, and it's convenient.
Yes.
Within 5 minutes, you will be registered using our QR code.
Okay.
So on the poster that for this event of tomorrow,
yes,
we have our QR code there. You can then just scan it, and it will ask you details, and you can register within 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Then going to a queue. And waiting to be registered.
Yeah. We are all about convenience as young people, so we definitely need that. Be on the lookout for the poster. Be on the lookout. And definitely come through to tomorrow's talk. The dialogue is so important. And we have great speakers that are going to be there. The IEC really did put together an amazing program for you to immerse yourself in different types of information that may help you. Now, last question. Just before you love and leave us, where can interested individuals find more information about the program and get involved?
Okay, for this program, you'll find it on the NMU student portal. We also have it on our Facebook page. For tomorrow, we will also be streaming live. So you will find it on the IEC's Facebook page and the YouTube page as well. And for all any other matters, you can also just visit our website on www.elections.org.za. We also we're on X at IEC South Africa. We're on Instagram, as I said, YouTube as well. And we also have a WhatsApp line where you can then say hi. And the number is 060-88-0000.
Okay. Do you want to repeat the number again one last time for us?
Yes, sure. You'll say hi on WhatsApp. And to zeros, it is 060-88-0000.
Oh, nice. Thank you so much for joining us. This is absolutely amazing. We are coming into Human Rights Day. This is Human Rights Month. So it is part of your rights, you know, to get involved, to vote. We fought very, very long and hard for this. And being able to do that is just absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, Ms. Jason.
Thank you so much, Katlehong. It was a pleasure. And thank you to the listeners.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio. Opula Pule Madiba's.